kind of challenges does Cincinnati's defense pose for your offense?
Well, a bunch of challenges. Jerry, they've got a veteran group, longtime staff. They've been in the same system for a lot of number of years. So I think they know how to fix anything they see. They know those quarter turn adjustments that are required both during the game, during the season, at halftime. So it'll be a real challenge for us since it's just our first game.
How's the line come together with Austin coming in from Mandalay? How has that worked on the line? How's that?
It's worked well up to this point. Austin's jumped right in there, and he's really had a good couple training sessions the last 2 days. We've noticed that, so I think he's peaking and getting ready for Sunday.
The run game in the last couple exhibition games, you didn't get a lot out of it. Is it just a matter of what was going on with that, and how do you fix that?
Well, you know, we've got to block and run better. We've got to make sure we're putting our guys in the right positions, you know, coaching-wise. So we're always all in it together, and we're looking for big improvement in the running game from the last two preseason games, like you said.
Do you feel like you got Latavius Murray to the regular season with the right combination of keeping him fresh and getting him ready?
Well, we hope so. He's gotten a lot of work in through the offseason, Latavius has, and we're hoping that he can be our bell cow. That's our goal.
How would you characterize the difference between practices from OTA to minicamp to training camp to now? What are the major differences?
Well, everyone's ramping up and kind of peaking for tourney time. There's a number of different speeds, I think. You know, in professional football, you have your preseason speed, regular season speed, playoff speed, and then Super Bowl speed. So our rookies will be exposed to a new element, you know, of physicality and quickness and reaction time when we get to Sunday, you know, versus Cincinnati. So we're all just ramping up and trying to peak at tourney time.
What is a week one experience from your vantage point like, given that they're going to throw some things at you that you haven't seen, and vice versa? Is it kind of a game of adjustments? Like, what is a week one game like?
Well, there's nothing like an opener. You're right. There's an opener poses different challenges. It gives you different advantages, too. So we'll all be ready to adjust to the unscouted looks that goes with the territory.
What are your expectations out of Amari going into the opener? He had a good preseason and looks great out here. What do you expect out of him come Sunday?
Well, for him to be himself. He's been very consistent since he got here. We can count on Amari giving us a full day's work every day. We got to remember how young he is, just 3 years out of high school, and he's mature beyond his years. He's just done a fantastic job for us, so we've got a significant role planned for him.
Now, how has the game day dynamic come together with head coach Jack Del Rio, yourself, and calling plays with Derek Carr, and how are all the logistics with your assistant coaches?
Well, it's gone well. We've had four trial runs or dress rehearsals, which, again, will be significantly different than a real game. So it'll be a process for us. It's not going to be an instantaneous, seamless deal, but we'll just keep working through it and making little quarter-turn adjustments where needed.
Your experience with Coach Del Rio, Jacksonville, help work with him on a day-to-day basis?
Tremendously, yes. So, the more time on task you get, I think the better you can have that synergy effect. We've enjoyed Derek as a staff. He's the first guy here every single day, even in the off season. I pull into the parking lot, and the darn kid is here before 6 a.m. just getting all kinds of film work in. He's taking care of his body, being ready to be the leader of the offense and really the leader of the whole team. So he's a young player. So he's going to make some mistakes, but he's got the mentality and the approach to learn from those mistakes.
When you watched film of him last year, any sense he was too cautious last year? Any sense they didn't let it rip more often? Or what were your impressions when you watched him on film?
Oh, it's hard to comment about last year. Right. We watched film with him, but we're not in the second-guessing business. Right. You know, we're just trying to build him and help him develop, you know, as we move forward.
Are you confident in his ability to throw downfield?
Yeah, he has a real good, concise stroke. Doesn't take him a long time to wind it up and cut it loose, yet the ball really jumps out of his hand. So he's got tremendous physical ability. He's got the tools, that's for sure.
A couple more, guys.
Kept four tight ends on the team. What are your thoughts about that position, and how excited are you to have Clive Walford back?
It's a strength, you know, for us. The tight ends have done a super job. And you think about Michael Rivera, things he brings to the table, special teams-wise, receiving-wise, grit-wise, and then Lee and the two rookies. Very excited about that position.
What have been your impressions of Marcel Reese? And is it hard finding him a role because he's a fullback? Has that been challenging at all, I think?
No, because Marcel has some dominant traits. He does. And so part of coaching for us is we think players first, then plays. So we think a lot about Marcel and think about what his strengths are, where do his dominant traits lie, and then devise some plays where he can use those. So you're right, his title may say fullback, but in terms of fullback jobs, he's going to be asked to do a few of those, but also he's going to be asked to do a few other jobs that may be unconventional.
Speaking of that kind of thing, looks like Taiwan Jones is going to have some of that as well.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about Taiwan, studying him, and trying to find some ways that he can help, because he definitely can. So we want to have those in each and every game plan.
When you have a guy who's in Clive Walford's position, how do you kind of integrate him into the regular season after so much time? Do you give him a little bit at a time here and there where he could fit into a smaller role maybe? Or like, how do you deal with that, a guy like that?
Ideally, I think that would be the way to go with a guy who's been hurt for so long, yeah. But we don't have that luxury.
Okay.
He's got to be ready to go. You never know when another tight end may need a shoelace here or there. He's
right.
Got to step in and know each and every task and what to do and how it adjusts to the defensive front. So Clive's got a lot of work, and he's working hard to get caught up because we're counting on him.
Last one.
Roy Helu, has he looked pretty good in the last couple of weeks since coming back in the run?
Yeah, we're glad to have Roy back also. Yeah. He did get some time on task up there in Seattle. Just again, get himself back with his sea legs and being ready to play some football after such a long time off. It's hard to account for that.
Andre Holmes still have a catch-up to do?
He does. He's fortunately, with his injury, he was still able to keep his legs fresh and run because it was a hand. So he can jump back in a little bit more readily than somebody that might have a hamstring or something, or a knee, you know, where you can't travel across the ground.